Here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting, we just found out who the new faces of farming for the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance are. With me right now is one of those, and could you introduce yourself for me, please?
I'm Daryl Glazer from Rogers, Texas.
And Daryl, tell me a little bit about your farming operation.
We run an integrated turkey brooding and cow-calf operation in Rogers, Texas. We brood about 600,000 turkeys a year for Cargill, and we run approximately 200 Beefmaster cow-calf pairs.
And so tell me a little bit about your background.
My background is I grew up on the farm and ranch that I now own and operate. I left there and got a BS and master's degree from Texas A&M University. And when my wife and I were graduating from college, we decided to come back to the farm and try to make a go of it. Now she is a professor at Texas A&M, and I work the farming operation. What we did is when we came back from college, we integrated the turkeys into our operation to try to make it more efficient and sustainable. It was at that point not profitable, and we added the turkey farm to diversify. And 20 years later, it's been it's a system that is now working very, very well.
Why did you want to be one of the faces of farming for USFRA?
It was important for me to attempt to be a face of farming and ranching because I feel it's very, very important as an industry that we help educate our consumer base about what we do on a daily basis. For the most part, consumers have very little knowledge how their food is treated or handled and what we do to actually raise the products that we do. And so as an industry, I felt it very important that we go out and tell our story because it's really a good story, and farmers and ranchers are good stewards, and we really do try to produce a quality product that's healthy and safe. And we use modern technology to do this to feed an ever-growing population of the world, and I think that's a story that really needs to be told.
What have you been doing as an individual to help educate the public?
As a contract grower with Cargill, one thing that we do a lot of is we are very consumer-oriented because the consumers, we have seen that through our contract operation, that they've become very interested in how their food is handled. And so we have had various groups come out and tour our operation to see how we handle and work our turkeys. And, you know, then they also see the system that we put together with the turkey and cattle and how we integrate the two together and how it's a somewhat sustainable system where we use products from one to help with the other. And so the system has worked, but that's what we've done is through tours and through different activities with the Farm Bureau to help educate children about what we do and how their food is actually raised and produced. Those type of projects is what we've done to try to help educate people.
Okay, Daryl, anything else you'd like to add?
Just that it's going to be an exciting year, and we're looking forward to helping educate people about what we do every day on a farm and ranch.
All right, thank you very much. Here at the NAFB annual meeting, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.